When asked by Fox News Radio about Syria's alleged use of chemical weapons in a bombing of their own people, White House spokesman Sean Spicer argued that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was in some ways worse than Adolf Hitler.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to the using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you're Russia, ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
Check it out!
Frankly, I, you know, mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust, which for which there's frankly no comparison. And I obviously, especially during this week, regret using that term, apologize, and hope that we continue to focus on the president's decisive action.
Oh, you can stuff your sorries in a sack, Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good morning, Las Vegas, Reno, and Southern California. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Kevin Wall on this live and local Friday. Welcome to the party. It's 98.1 FM in Palm Springs, 99.1 FM in Reno, and 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks in Sin City. And I'm so happy to have this mic today because there's a lot of topics to cover, and I've got a great three-hour program for you this morning. We have a ton of guests. We have some in-studio guests. We're going to be covering Obamacare and the repeal of it, Trump's tax plan, Trump's first 100 days, judicial activists, free speech under attack by the fascist left. And we're going to kick off today's program with a special guest that we have. And I have to say, as we look across the country, whether it be our college campuses, our judicial system, our communities, and even our media outlets, like Fox News, for example, we are witnessing a progressive cancer that continues to metastasize and infect our constitutional rights in the name of social justice. Whether it's the attack on free speech, conservative speech, of course, on our campuses like Mussolini University, otherwise known as Berkeley, the judicial activists on the Ninth Circus who have blocked Trump's executive orders to protect our sovereignty and protect our borders from enemies foreign and domestic, or the accusations of sexual harassment used to silence powerful media figures like Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity. The accusations of sexual harassment have now been diluted to include touching a woman's shoulder, commenting on the color of her hair, giving her a compliment. And, you know, our next guest, Michelle Owens, caught my attention because I wrote on Title IX on ReaganBabe.com. And if you go to ReaganBabe.com, you can find the article, Feminism 2.0, Title IX, Gender Justice, and the Cavalier Rape of a Fraternity. And for all of you listeners out there in Nevada and California, if you have teenage sons or college-aged sons or even grandsons that have college aspirations, you need to know what Barack Obama and Joe Biden did to Title IX that is in direct violation of your son or grandson's Fourth Amendment rights. Because the accusations of sexual harassment are now greater and more dangerous than the truth. And so I'd like to welcome Michelle Owens. She has an article titled, Campus Kangaroo Courts Are Re-victimizing Victims, Shortchanging the Accused. And Michelle, we have you on line five. Welcome to Live and Local. This is Megan Barth.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, your article caught my attention. Why don't you tell our audience exactly who you are, where you come from, and why you started writing about Title IX, and share that with us, please.
Sure. I am an attorney, and I practice out of Nashville, Tennessee, but I actually handle Title IX cases across the country. And the reason that I started writing it and doing talks and educational seminars about this is because I have had so many clients, they're all male, who are accused falsely of sexual harassment or sexual assault, which is, you know, the watered-down term for rape. And it's so unfair the way that it's handled in the campuses. And I like what you said in the intro, that if you have a son, grandson, you need to know, because no one knows what's going on in the schools until it happens to them. It's horrifying.
It is horrifying. And I was first, this was brought to my attention over a year ago. I actually published this on April 8th, 2016. Feminism 2.0. And a quote by a feminist named Emily Lloyd from Take Back the Night. She's in Oberlin College. This comes from 1993. She said, "So many women get their lives totally ruined by being assaulted and not saying anything. So if one guy gets his life ruined, maybe it balances out."
Well, and if that guy actually did rape someone or assault someone, I might agree. But the guys that I'm representing have not assaulted or raped someone. And most people would be shocked to know that these accusations are usually made months, sometimes 18 months after the alleged event. If you're raped, you don't generally wait 18 months to go get some help for it. And also, if you're raped, you don't want the guy kicked out of school. You want him behind bars. I mean, there are actual rape victims, and they should all be appalled that this is happening, that the worst that happens to this guy is he gets kicked out of school. You know, if he actually did it, we need to do something more than that.
Well, according to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and the Department of Education under Barack Obama's watch, they continued to talk about rape culture, and they used a statistic that 1 in 5 women are victims of sexual assault on college campuses, which actually is a study that doesn't even have really a quality sample size in it. And it's just it's objectively false. And the expansion of Title IX guidelines were made as not only guidelines, but basically law for every college as well as public K-12 school receiving some sort of federal funding. Tell us what this expansion now has done as far as kangaroo courts being created on college campuses across our country for the accused and the victims.
Alleged victims. Under Title IX, under Title IX, the schools have to, universities and high schools, everyone has to have a Title IX coordinator, somebody in charge of this, and they have to have a method of investigating and dealing with these issues on campuses, which means that they basically have to have a whole court judicial system on the campus, but they're really, really bad at it, and they don't follow the course of law. You know, our judicial system has been in practice for a really long time, and we have some tried and true methods of protecting rape victims and dealing with criminal acts. But instead, we're letting 27-year-old women with an agenda deal with what is essentially a felony and make the decision of whether or not there's guilt without the guy. He doesn't even get to see the exact accusation against him. I mean, literally, there is a box that's checked that says sexual assault or harassment, and you have to go in and defend yourself without a lawyer present, and you don't know what you're defending yourself against. I mean, if you dated this girl for a year, you really have no idea what particular thing she is saying you did. And usually, it's something that was consensual, and she is mad later on, or she regrets it. And that's all that you have to go on. And when the way that they do the system as well, the guy doesn't even get to produce all of his witnesses. He says, "These are the people I'd like you to interview that might have information." And the Title IX coordinator and the investigator get to determine if they're even going to interview those people. So it's supremely unfair. There's no due process. And it doesn't just wreak havoc on their college life. It can ruin these gentlemen's lives. I had one guy that was he had an ROTC scholarship, And he was actually, if he had been found guilty, he was going to be in trouble with the military and be forced to enlist because he could not pay back the scholarship that they paid for him to go to school. So as a result of a false accusation, he was going to have to enlist and probably go on the front lines. And you know what's going on with our military right now. People are called to active duty. So it is a really bad thing. People have no idea how far-reaching this is.
And let me give a statistic from my article. The Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights Division crafted a Dear Colleagues letter that basically said, on every dean and principal's desk it did land. And under these guidelines, mm-hmm. it specifically said, waiting to start an inquiry into sexual crime allegations until after a police investigation has been concluded is unacceptable.
Right. I mean, maybe the people don't know that there is almost never a police investigation. These girls don't report to the police. It is handled specifically through the university. And that Dear Colleague letter, everyone has taken it as law. It's not law. It's a suggestion. There is no law. Some states are now going and trying to make laws. And that is what President Trump is signing in order to repeal. And we hope that it happens quickly. But some states have already enacted laws that codified what the Dear Colleague letter said. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just, it's horrible.
You know, a feminist, a feminist by the name of Judith Schlevitz. She is the senior editor of The New Republic. When she saw these guidelines that were being imposed on her alma maters of Columbia and Harvard, she said, and she's also a public defender, she said, Columbia's procedures revealed a cavalier disregard for the civil rights of people accused of rape, assault, and other gender-based crimes. We are never sending our boys to college.
And that statement is exactly the way I feel. I don't want my son to go to college. I am so much more concerned about him than my daughter. I mean, it's really an unsafe situation for boys. And you said earlier that a touching, in a sexual way, a lot of the code of conduct at the schools say that if you touch somebody in a sexual manner, and it doesn't have to be on a sexual organ or with anything that's sexual, but if you touch their shoulder in a sexual way, it's assault. And what we have seen begin to happen is that women are getting accused. And I think that might be the turning point when women start getting accused and expelled for sexual assault because they touched a guy on the shoulder. Maybe people will take notice a little bit more.
Well, and a former DOE attorney by the name of Hans Bader said innocent people get found guilty of harassment because the school realizes the only way it can avoid liability is basically to punish everybody in sight. And is that what you're finding as an attorney?
Well, I think that's maybe what the schools are doing, but honestly, I think it's a reach. I don't think that there is that much concern that occurring. I think what has happened as a knee-jerk reaction, these colleges have hired really extreme feminists to head up their Title IX division and to be the coordinators, and they have a personal agenda. I have talked with one university Title IX coordinator in the last 2 years that I actually think doesn't have a personal agenda, and the difference is she is an adult woman with sons. Most of these women are young, unmarried, no children, and they have agendas of their own. I don't think that the colleges are in danger of getting fined, and I don't think that they're really that fearful of it. I think that's kind of just a way for them to force their agenda, which is a liberal agenda.
Absolutely. Well, I can't thank you enough for your time today. I appreciate you doing the work that you're doing on behalf of the falsely accused and in the spirit of the Constitution, our Fourth Amendment to due process. Michelle, tell people how they can find you.
They can find me at Title9Representation.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and good luck out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, we'll be right back because this assault on free speech and on our campuses, we'll get back to that. We're going to be talking Berkeley, Sean Hannity, the changes at Fox News. And is Fox News, are we witnessing the end of Fox News? This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Let's get live and local after this break. Hi, this is Megan Barth for El Sombrero Mexican Bistro in downtown Las Vegas. It is without a doubt my favorite Mexican restaurant in the Las Vegas Valley. My friend Irma Aguirre and her incredible staff serve up authentic Mexican food. Last fall, Irma hosted a Donald Trump campaign event at El Sombrero. And as a direct result, her small business was victimized by liberal protesters who were hell-bent on closing her down. They lied about the food and service on social media by posting false negative reviews and were determined not to stop until they put her out of business. Well, I'm proud to say Irma didn't back down. Irma has principles that cannot be compromised. No hate and scare tactics will change that, and I am proud to call Irma a friend. Whether it's their famous small plates or their homemade soups and salsas, you'll be treated to the best Mexican food in the Las Vegas Valley. El Sombrero Mexican Bistro, 807 South Main Street in downtown Las Vegas. Or check out their menu online at elsombrerovegas.com.
Has your healthcare become a burden? Are you worried about being stuck for another year? Well, you have options, and Liberty Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This is your chance to make the change to something new. Gain freedom from insurance with something more innovative. Take this opportunity and join Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is taking the nation by storm and bringing freedom back to the healthcare world. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty Health Share offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Liberty Health Share offers freedom from insurance, meaning no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty Health Share today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit them online at libertyhealthshare.org and find out how simple it is to join this movement. That's Liberty Health Share. Share.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway, or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Every day I talk with you small business owners out there. Your challenge, like all of us who own small businesses, to sell more and increase profits. That's where Live and Local Now can help. You can market to loyal listeners with plenty of disposable income at a price that'll put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. To find out how you can advertise on Live and Local Now, email Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com. You'll be glad you did.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're getting live and local for Kevin Wall today. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, broadcasting live from Sin City, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley. I am a California refugee, and 99.1 FM up in Reno. Hello, Washoe County. Well, Sean Hannity went on a series of tweets in the last couple days, and he took to Twitter, actually it was yesterday afternoon, to warn us of a total end of the Fox News channel as we know it. in the wake of a report that suggested Fox News co-president Bill Shine lacks support from the network's top brass. And I was asked to comment on the Bill O'Reilly ouster last week. And I specifically said to Jim Bohannon, when I was on his radio program, that Sean Hannity better look over his shoulder. And sure enough, Monday of this week, Sunday, there were sexual harassment allegations leveled against Sean Hannity by some tart named Debbie Schlussel, or Schlussel. And I don't know if you've seen Debbie, but Sean's not blind, okay? And I don't think he's going to risk his entire career on someone like Debbie Schlussel. But we have to look at the genesis of how this purging of conservative powerhouses, media figures, has come about. And you always follow the money. You always look, you know, the snake, the head of the snake rots from the top, right? And so when Rupert Murdoch handed over the reins to his two sons, James and Lachlan, we started seeing a lot of changes at Fox News, one with the ouster of Roger Ailes in the wake of the Gretchen Carlson allegations. And when they opened up their checkbook for $20 million to pay off Gretchen, and this isn't to defend Gretchen or disparage Gretchen, I have no idea if the allegations would hold true in a court of law. But the accusations and allegations of sexual harassment are a weapon that are used by the left in order to silence conservative speech and politically assassinate conservatives. Whether we look at, whether it is Clarence Thomas, Herman Cain, Bill O'Reilly, Roger Ailes, and now Sean Hannity. So we're going to get into the background of James and Lachlan after this break. You're not going to want to go anywhere, because free speech reigns here, and I got this mic until noon, and I'm going to be freely speaking this whole time. This is Megan Barth, sitting in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network, Anthem has lost its appeal to reverse a court decision blocking it from buying rival Cigna. Anthem argued the merger would save the company money, leading to lower premiums for consumers. The Justice Department argued Anthem had no real plan to achieve the savings. Cigna is suing Anthem, seeking the $1.85 billion termination fee and billions more in damages because of the failed deal. The economy started the year at a sluggish pace. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at the slowest pace in 3 years during the first quarter, 0.7%. Consumer spending increased just 0.3%, the smallest increase since late 2009. General Motors earnings were stronger than expected. Microsoft, Amazon.com, and Google parent Alphabet also reported earnings that were better than forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The government stays open for business for now. The House passes a continuing resolution to fund its operation for another week. Now it goes to the Senate. Looking for support from the UN Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson calls for stronger sanctions against North Korea to steer them away from nuclear weapons before it's too late.
The threat of a North Korean nuclear attack on Seoul or Tokyo is real. And it is likely only a matter of time before North Korea develops the capability to strike the U.S. mainland.
And the Attorney General is going to war on violent gangs.
Groups of murderers and rapists and traffickers and thugs are carrying out a frontal assault, really. It's an assault on the rule of law and on law-abiding men and women In communities over the country.
Jeff Sessions and Islip on New York's Long Island. Several recent murders in that area being attributed to the MS-13 gang. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
This one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barr at ReaganBabe.com filling in for Kevin Wall today as we get live and local out of Las Vegas and in Reno and in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs. Welcome to the party. We're going to cover Bill Shine and Fox News and James and Lachlan Murdoch this segment. And when Sean Hannity took to Twitter yesterday, he called out Bill Shine, and he basically said, related to a New York Times article that was written, that Bill Shine is the next target of the Rupert Murdoch sons, James and Lachlan. And he says to the writer, "I pray this is not true, because if it is, that's the total end of the Fox News network as we know it." And he further says, "Somebody high up and inside Fox News is trying to get an innocent person fired." Now, Bill Shine joined Fox at its inception in 96. And he served as Hannity's producer on Hannity and Colmes before rising through the ranks to become co-president of the network last year. And so when James and Lachlan, mainly James, took over Fox News, it's written again in the New York Times, and this was April 22nd, 2017, I pulled this article. The title is, since taking over 2 years ago, James and Lachlan Murdoch seem determined to rid the company of the old guard culture on which their father built his empire. And it says, with James and his elder brother Lachlan, who is the executive chairman of 21st Century Fox News, firmly entrenched as their father's successors, they are now forcibly exerting themselves. When the sons took over 2 years ago, they immediately set about creating a warmer and fuzzier workplace, at least in parts of the company, and moving away from an anti-politically correct environment. Now think about that for a minute. The reason that Fox News was so successful is because it did not have an outward bias by where, much like the mainstream media, all of the mainstream media simply take Democrat talking points and regurgitate them as headlines in order to carry the water as propagandists for the DNC. Fox News actually gave us news without bias, but also gave us punditry in a conservative manner. You're not going to find many conservatives in the mainstream media. And so, of course, conservatives are the enemy of the left. They are the targets of the left. Whether it's Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Ann Coulter or Heather McDonald or anybody else who has been assaulted and attacked through various means by a coordinated leftist person or organization. The article goes on to state from the New York Times, the brothers espouse transparency, workplace diversity, and greater cooperation between divisions. James and Lachlan introduced additional benefits, including more paid vacation, vastly enhanced reproductive coverage of women, and expanded coverage for our transgender colleagues. The brothers have even shaken up 21st Century Fox's profile in Washington, replacing their father's Republican lobbying chief with a Democratic one. When they first took over, they stepped gingerly around Fox News. James and his progressive-minded wife, Catherine, have long been embarrassed by certain elements of Fox News. I wonder what those certain elements are. Analysts estimate that the division, this Fox News division, generated 25% of 21st Century Fox's operating income last year, which was $6.6 billion. And so I had some people push back to me saying, well, why would they destroy Fox News? Well, so what if they lose a billion? They own the message. The message, the leftist progressive message, the politically correct lie, is much more important to them than the dollars. The article goes on to say, it was not until the New York Times disclosed financial settlements, which involved multiple women who alleged that Mr. O'Reilly had behaved inappropriately, advertisers began leaving his show in droves, and the company forced him out. Well, this is the New York Times, so let's look into that sentence a little bit deeper, shall we? The financial settlements were paid over 20 years ago. All of these allegations are not recent. Secondly, just because the multiple women who alleged 20 years ago that Mr. O'Reilly had behaved inappropriately, advertisers began leaving his show because a George Soros organization by the name of the Bonner Group robocalled all of the advertisers and shamed them into pulling out. And many of these advertisers are returning to Bill O'Reilly. We'll see where Bill O'Reilly lands. The article goes on. Lachlan tends to avoid the spotlight. James does not. James and Catherine Murdoch, Catherine, who also is a progressive, their Twitter feeds show disdain for Donald Trump. They are building what has been called a survivalist compound in rural Canada. Well, that's perfect for them because the First Amendment doesn't exist in Canada. Catherine Murdoch has also been seen as driving her husband James's interest into environmentalism as she worked for the Clinton Climate Initiative and is a trustee of the Environmental Defense Fund. Is that enough for you to understand that we are basically witnessing a slow death of the center right that made Fox News one of the most successful media organizations? This is fascism. This is your typical leftist Democrat now. Very few Democrats have come out and spoken against the Berkeley rioters, the anti-fascists, as they call, hysterically call themselves. And when we look at Berkeley, and when we look at what happened to Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos, where is Janet Napolitano? She's awfully quiet. I mean, I know she's under an audit where they just basically uncovered a $145 billion slush fund as she continues to raise tuition in California. Where is Jerry Brown? You know, I'm old enough to remember, actually not old enough to remember, but I do recall as a student of history that Ronald Reagan, as governor, handled riots in a much different manner, in a much forceful manner, by establishing law and order and calling in the National Guard. Where is Kamala Harris? And where was the sheriff of the county where Berkeley resides? Because he had the most power to show strength against the lunatic fascist left, the violent left, the communist left. Because make no mistake about it, every communist revolution is violent. And so as they torched buildings at Berkeley, at Milo Yiannopoulos, and caused hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, all of the leaders of the Democrat Party, state and national, remain silent. Why? Because this is part of the design. This is the fundamental transformation. I remember Nancy Pelosi wringing her hands and hardly, you know, babbling through one of her many doomsday speeches, especially when the Tea Party rose up, and she said, oh my God, I remember this. This reminds me of the brown shirts. Well, what about the mask-wearing cowards that are using U-locks against the heads of Trump supporters and sending them to a hospital with a concussion and multiple stitches? And do you know who the guy was, the anti-fascist guy was, who took that U-lock against the Trump supporters' head? He was a professor. Has he been arrested? Has he been terminated? Or has he been given a rubber room by the union to figure out his own insanity? And so those that have chosen to remain silent in the wake of all this violence from the communist fascist left are just as complicit in the bloodshed and destruction that is going on at Berkeley and the silencing of conservative speech. Because if the Democrats in Congress couldn't get the fairness doctrine rammed through Congress, which they tried, they will certainly resort to the streets and to the judges, the activist judges, and to the community organizers, and to the communists that will do their bidding for them without their fingerprints on it. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall as we get live and local. And stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the cowards on the right, the lack of leadership on the right when it comes to Obamacare next. We got Michael Dougherty, who just walked into the studio, and he's going to talk with us about what's missing in Congress to get this Obamacare repeal pushed through. Because Obamacare is going to die by 1,000 cuts, not one simple bill. And we'll talk about that and more when we return. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now.
We're out here hitting the streets of Las Vegas asking customers why they love the taste of Roberto's Taco Shop. Hey, kids, why do you like Roberto's?
Mama says chicken tacos!
What about you, Mom and Dad?
You can't beat the Chile Colorado.
Oh, the chimichangas, they're the best.
Yeah, Roberto's!
More proof, you can't find a better taco shop than Roberto's.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Come celebrate since 1964.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage. I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
City National is the bank built on client referrals. Visit cnb.com/referrals to learn more. City National Bank, the way up. CNB, member FDIC.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com. Up and away.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Hi, this is Jeff Ecker for Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. Hungry for the best Mediterranean food in Las Vegas? Come to Payman's, featuring the tastiest Italian, Greek, Middle Eastern, vegan, and vegetarian cuisine. Enjoy our customer appreciation night, Wednesdays from 5 to 9. We offer 25% off your entire bill. Eating healthy has never tasted better. Visit us at 8380 West Sahara or 4147 South Maryland Parkway. Or check us out at paymans.com. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe, the leader in Mediterranean cuisine since 1988.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall on this beautiful Friday as we get live and local on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks live out of Las Vegas, 98.1 FM, Palm Springs, Coachella Valley in California, 99.1 FM up in Washoe County, Reno, Nevada. And all through Nevada, you hear this show, and we'd love to take your phone calls, and we will, because this is going to be a free-for-all Friday. I know Kevin does that, and I love it myself. So we'll be taking your calls when we don't have guests, and I'll be inviting you to call me up and talk about really whatever you want to talk about, but keep the topics relevant. I know there's a lot going on. A lot of people have something to say. One guy wanted to talk about the Equal Rights Amendment, but he didn't stay on the phone. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about healthcare. And in studio, I have a gentleman by the name of Michael Doherty, who I had the pleasure of having dinner with last night. And I had listened to him on David Webb last night on Patriot Radio. And he is a healthcare expert. He has been a business owner in the healthcare field. He has worked as a surgical rep for many years, 30 years, experience working in healthcare. And he owned his own healthcare company until basically the government drove him out of business. He is the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. And welcome to Vegas.
Oh, it's my second home. I live at City Center. It's awesome to be here.
I know. Well, welcome back. And so I heard you on David Webb last night, and you made some great comments. And I pulled off an article from Politico this morning, whereby, again, Republicans delay the Obamacare vote, denying Trump a 100-day win. Now, this is a Politico headline. And it says GOP leaders are still struggling to round up enough moderates, those damn moderates, right? I call them the Rockefeller Republicans.
I call them the cowards of Congress.
The cowards of Congress. To get their repeal and replace bill through the chamber. Now, let's look at the moderates, shall we? Because I was taught at a very young age that when you're in the middle of the road, you're bound to get hit. And these moderates seem to be tone deaf because they do not understand that they rode the wave of the conservative message of repeal and got elected. If they had their own message, they never would have gotten elected because no one can tell the difference between a big government moderate Republican and a big government progressive. And so once again, Speaker Ryan and his top lieutenants decided during a late night huddle in the Capitol that they still do not have the votes to pass the stalled health care legislation. At least 15 House Republicans remain solidly opposed to the bill and 20 more leaning or no, still undecided. House Republicans can lose only 22 votes. So let's talk about this, shall we?
Yeah.
So what do you see going on as the problem? It's definitely, we have a crisis of leadership, and it's not from the top, Donald Trump. It's from the top of Congress, and that's Paul Ryan.
Right. Well, this is, the first issue is we as a public can no longer be, we've got to get over that these people are going to rescue us. And if we expect someone to rescue us, we need to not expect a politician to manage our health care. There's some things moderates do, which is, and it's always wrapped in beautiful words, moderate, kumbaya, let's all go along to get along, let's compromise, let's negotiate. Some of those things are okay in some topics. You can't split the baby on health. You can't split the baby on technology or medicine. You can't split the baby on crime. And whenever politicians, that's all they do is split the baby. So whenever they start to negotiate black and white issues, and healthcare is a black and white issue, folks, you get in trouble. And then they label anyone that realizes it's a black and white issue. Because I don't make the rules about science. You know, God makes the rules about science. I don't make the rules about science. So it's pretty black and white. You have a problem. And that's what we've seen here with the Democrats exploiting our ignorance and anxiety about healthcare, portraying themselves as the savior. Enough people went along, and what we have is a mess. Because that was theory, then we have reality. Now we have stage two, the Republicans. Their issue is courage, leadership, conviction. They don't want to own the hot potato. Moderates don't want to be accountable or responsible. The Freedom Caucus, at least, is going, give it to me. It's mine. I'll own it. I'm going to fix this. I'm here to defend you. And this is the problem with the moderates, is that they're so afraid. I'd love to take that analysis and find out how many of those people are in close districts. This drives me crazy. If you can't sell this, get out of politics. Obamacare has hurt people, driven costs up, driven benefits down, driven doctors out, has not created more healthy people at the bottom of the economic ladder. If you can't sell this, why are you in politics?
That's right. And here's to your point. It says they've locked down the most recalcitrant conservatives in the 238-member House GOP conference, making headway with some moderate Republicans wary of a constituent backlash if they support the health care overhaul. What are you wary of? Your constituents are paying 40, 50, 60. If you're in Arizona, you're paying 100% more. If you're in Tennessee, if your constituents are in Tennessee, you might not even have, if you have an Obamacare card, that's all you're going to have because there are no insurance companies that are going to be left in the state of Tennessee.
So what just happened? Are these people politically blind and tone deaf? I mean, look at what just happened. Donald Trump won in spite of the RNC and everyone else not being for him. Why did he win? Because he put his finger on the pulse of the public. He smashed the glass. He understood people are fed up with patronizing, spineless, tail covering politicians that are giving us things like Obamacare. Come on. And yet still they can't help themselves.
You said something yesterday over dinner, at the start of the dinner, you said something like, when I'm sick, I don't call my congressman.
Right.
And this is how, this is what comes down to it, is that the government got between they sided with the insurance companies through Obamacare, because without the PHRMA, which is the pharmaceutical research arm of pharmaceutical companies, and without the insurance companies being bribed and misled by Obama and the Democrats, we never would have had Obamacare. And so once they finally got into Obamacare and realized they were losing billions of dollars, insurance companies started backing out. But the deception by which we were all sold Obamacare was made no more clearer than the architect, Jonathan Gruber, when they said they relied on the stupidity of the American people to get it passed.
And evidently our short memory.
That's right.
I mean, come
and
on.
So these Republicans, these moderate hand-wringing Republicans, the Rockefeller Republicans, we've been dealing with moderate Republicans since I can remember at the time of Reagan. Reagan wanted to eliminate the Department of Education. Guess who got in his way? It wasn't the Democrats. It were the moderate Republicans. Reagan wanted to build a wall after he granted 14 million people amnesty, or 4 million people amnesty, whatever it was. The moderate Republicans got in the way of the wall. And we see the same type of collusion amongst the moderates to defy a president who was resoundingly elected by both Democrats and Republicans.
And this is what is appalling when talk about squandering opportunity. I don't believe Reagan had a Republican House and Senate. I mean, this is unbelievable that we have this running of the deck and a precedent, and they still, if they're not going to get a spy now, they don't have one. It's outrageous.
You know, I'm going to pick out these moderate Republicans, and I say that we get on a bandwagon to melt their phones. Because really, that is what is going to take. Calls from everywhere.
Because fear motivates them. This is what they're afraid of.
They're certainly afraid of winning.
That's right.
This is Megan Barth. We'll fill in for Kevin Wall. We'll be right back with Kevin Wall. We'll be right back with Michael Doherty after this break. We'll get live and local now.
Heard me say we're opening a Veterans Transition Resource Center for months. Well, the truth is, we've actually opened the Veterans Transition Resource Center. It is located at 2550 Nature Park Drive, Suite 200 in North Las Vegas. We use our 15,000 square feet of space to help veterans and their families. We go beyond what the VA does by filling in those gaps where veterans are left to slip through the cracks. We have over 24 programs and services for veterans and their families. And seeing is believing. And you have to see it. Give us a call at 702-954-6300 to schedule a tour or get directions. No transportation? No worries. We're online at VeteransTransitionResourceCenter.com. Or you can donate by going to donatevets.com.